Welcome back to the Building Manager Podcast. My name is Matt Osborne and I'm your host. The Building Manager Podcast is proudly recorded through Anchor by Spotify. Once again, just like to give a big shout out to all the listeners out there providing some fabulous information to me and giving me a call and sending me emails. And I'm just absolutely thrilled to see the numbers of the podcast increasing, and it's just really makes my day. As a building manager myself, I own and operate a company called Elite Building Managers Australia. Any of you owners, corporation or strata management companies looking to move building management contracts, unhappy with your current building managers, send me an email to matt@elitebma.com and I'll proudly be putting in some people who can perform the duties rather successfully. Today on the podcast, we have a fabulous fellow named Nick Ma. Nick is the co-founder of WePloy Group, my apologies, Nick, and we'll be discussing what Nick and his team are getting up to in the most recent times very, very shortly. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'll see you on the other side. Now. So, welcome Nick Lahr to the Building Manager Podcast. Nick is the co-founder of WePloy Group. Nick, I know that our listeners would really love to hear how you came to build your company and what it is today, if you could, don't mind sharing.
Oh, thanks for having me, Matt. So the whole journey started probably around 5 years ago. I was in the midst of, I had my own agency called Cutting Edge Group. That's where I met my co-founder, Tony. At that time, we were doing jiu-jitsu. I was a blue belt there and he was a white belt. And we looked at recruitment in very similar ways that it was very brick and mortar. There was no disruption in it. We had a great chat over a couple beers, and then 2 weeks later he came back to me and he had some wireframes for an app. And that time, you know, Deliveroo, Uber, Foodora was just entering the Australian market. So it was this application. It didn't really work at all. But I saw this was probably the future of recruitment.
Okay.
At that point, we wanted to change the way people look at employment. 5 years later, I think what we've learned throughout our journey was there was too many categories, too many skills. The vetting was a little bit different. So now we're an on-demand platform for customer service. A lot of businesses kind of evolve whatever they start off at. Mm. They don't really turn into, they evolve into something else. Slack was a video game, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something always tends to come out from a couple of beers, so it's always a good start. So, look, congratulations on where you've taken that today. Look, when we spoke for the first time, you know, I was pretty impressed with this cleaning app and just thought, man, this is going to really take off and get things going. And then, you know, the thing that you guys built, because I saw that there was a need for it, but not just in the cleaning industry, as you can recall. Has the app that you've created, Talent Tap, where's that developed and where's that heading now?
Yeah, so Talent Tap is going through its own evolution as well. So it originally started off as a workforce management tool. With any kind of business, we had to look at the category, the industry, the industry that came to that looked pretty fit, or that we felt that we would get like a little bit of product market fit there, was the commercial cleaning business or industry. Didn't seem there was many innovation within that space. So Talent Tap was originally there. Talent Tap is now known as Neat, so we've changed the name. We've also added like a couple more features. So it's got rostering, it's got dynamic rostering as well. So, you know, one of the things that we realized to help small and medium enterprise businesses was how one of their biggest costs was their workforce. Now with the pandemic, with the chopping and changes with regulation and, you know, these sudden bursts of COVID outbreaks, it became a very costly exercise, and it will actually hurt or even sometimes kill a business, actually.
Yeah.
I think on your previous podcaster, Emmanuel, was there. He lost 50% of his workforce within 24 hours.
Mm.
So if you can imagine a small business that doesn't have digital innovation or technology improvements, and you're running off paper, spreadsheets, so, and you're trying to grow a business, that exercise in and own would be quite difficult to manage.
Yeah, absolutely. Your paper just isn't, you know, something that needs to be used these days. And, you know, I think having that discussion with you about Neat, so it's a pretty cool name. You know, speaking about it being something within the building management industry where a building manager can walk around, take real-time photos, you know, send them off to the client, say, hey, need some urgent attention onto this, or if he's conducting a report once a month, you know, they've got all of that relevant live, you know, time-stamped, geo-stamped data. And I really think that's absolutely brilliant. But not only that, as you said, you've got this ability to, you know, put the staffing and the rosters and everything on there as well now. Look, something like this could really be the difference between maintaining a contract and losing it. And I know we've had this discussion before. How would you see TalentTap working for a building manager?
Yeah, so one of the things that we see quite a fair bit with any kind of organization or any kind of business when it comes to building management is the ability to catch things before they happen. So transparency and visibility is definitely a big thing that we work on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other workforce management tools out there, but they play in different quadrants. So we play within the operating quadrant. So we try to help building managers, you know when things are due for a check or compliance needs. So, you know, if you're in that space right now, I think there's regulatory changes and there's fines on both sides for the building manager and the owners as well.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is try to make sure that we get that transfer, that connectivity when things need to be checked or safety checked as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll talk about compliance a little bit down the track here, but you know, look, I like the idea of, you know, having the tools to track the workforce for their safety and showing diligence towards their clients. So what other security and privacy matters does Neat manage within its platform?
Yeah, so we try to keep like a third party privacy. So we don't hold any information on our servers.
Okay.
We use Amazon.
Right.
For that, we think in the new world that data and privacy is probably your moat to your business as well. What we try to do is be the partner, and how do we slice and dice that data and help you make cognitive and strategic moves within your business.
Okay. Oh, that's a great idea. It seems to be something that, from where I'm sitting, a lot of companies don't seem to do. And maybe they should be, and that's storing data offsite, such as we've just mentioned, like Amazon there. So congratulations on getting into that, because that can really lead to some significant difficulties, can't it, I'm sure, when it comes to having stored someone else's data. Interfacing with other developments is crucial when I look at these types of platforms. So how has Neat developed with interfacing?
Yeah, so we think like within the frontline services industry, I guess, like let's say building management or commercial planning, we think the way we think about it is simplicity. Like, you know, and especially the quadrant that we play in, which is operations, we want to make sure that less is actually more. So we want to be able to present the data, make the UX and UI as simple as possible for the building manager or the business owner to make sound cognitive decisions at face value.
Right. And I know we mentioned briefly there about, you know, having rosters and staffing. So there is there a digital format there for creating payroll, for example?
Yeah, so we're looking at payroll integrations later down the track. Right now, what we're trying to focus on, we're focused on that operational need. So where we need to understand is who's available, who's unavailable, and how far they're away from their jobs. Should a site get affected, like let's say by COVID, how do we turn around that workforce within minutes, yep, not days?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes, you know, these apps out there can quite frequently get too much information. So I think that the focus that you've got there is absolutely brilliant. Look, there are some crucial standards when it comes to cleaning, and, you know, Safe Work Australia have outlined some of these on their website. How has the app changed to suit the needs now since the pandemic changed the cleaning processes?
Yeah, so I think for us was really getting those early adopters in first to understand what problem we're really solving. You see a lot of technology out there. There's too many categories, too many features, too much data presented as well. And so what we're trying to figure out was what is the most important thing to an organization?
Right.
How do we present that data in a way that you can actually use it? And like even any kind of business, I think too much data or how you use the data is probably the best way to kind of explain it. We always want to make sure that we present the data in a way that you can make those choices and decision processes make it so much easier. As a building manager yourself, you're probably dealing with 10 decision processes already within a day already. So how do we get it down to one of the most important things? How do we make it easier for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think like my very first introduction there about wearing different hats, you've got to be on the ball with all of them at the same time. And how are you finding the business owners are responding to some of these, is what you've discussed?
Yeah, so we try not to build for specific clients. What we try to do is we build for industry-related problems. So yep. I guess for us, we've been working with all of our early adopters. We work with also all the associations as well. So we never thought we were going to do rostering, but then the pandemic really caused a lot of problems for businesses. But what we wanted to do was not just create a rostering system, but we wanted to create a smart rostering system.
Yep.
So for example, if you had a worksite that was affected by COVID and then you had to change that, you had 24 hours to turn around that workforce, rather than looking for who's available, going through your phone or your Rolodex, calling people available, the system will tell you who's available and how far would they be. And how do you communicate that with them? That's probably the most important thing as far as.
Yep. I could have done with that about 3 years ago, I reckon. Getting a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning from the building manager to say that they're crook and then going, okay, who am I going to ring? Yeah, I really like the tool. So that'd be very, very handy, particularly in this industry. Look, WePlayer, as I think you mentioned earlier, is another development in your toolbox. Do you mind just maybe sharing a bit of a summary on how this can assist looking for quality staff?
Yeah, so the one thing when you look at labor hire or looking for people is there is a clear war on talent. Not only that you're competing with different agencies, different organizations, but you're also competing for the right to compete. So one of the things that we're pretty proud of is that we try to take away a lot of the offline elements, like, you know, phone calling, vetting processes as well. We try to use as much data points as we can to find the right talent. And then we try to obviously find the talent that fits the right organization as well. So WePlayer today is international business now. So we've got a presence in New Zealand, Vietnam, and we're across Australia as well.
Oh, congratulations. That's huge. Yeah. Very, very happy for you guys. So that's excellent. Look, Nick, thanks for coming on to the show today for the Building Manager podcast. Maybe would you mind just sharing to listeners how people can reach out to you guys, get a demonstration of either programs as we discussed, and of course, learn how to implement them into their workplace?
yeah, it's pretty simple. It can be found on LinkedIn. So just type in Nick Last, co-founder of Weplow Group. You can always add me there. Or just reach out to Matt.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Don't worry. This will be getting shared, I'm sure. So, yes, of course, I'd be more than happy to introduce as many people as I possibly can. But, Nick, really appreciate your time today on the Building Manager podcast. And thanks for sharing some of your insights into Neat and, of course, Weploy. I wish yourself and all of the team the very, very best. And look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thanks for having me,
man. All right. Take care, Nick. All the best.
All right.
Bye for now. Well, what an absolute pleasure to have Nick Lahr, the co-founder of the Weploy Group, on the show today. Some great insights just on how the applications that Nick and his team can influence the building management industry. So for all you building managers and maybe even strata managers out there who are looking for some assistance to make sure that work is being conducted not only safely, but appropriately, on time, and of course for the building management companies who are struggling with finding others to work for them when they get late phone calls in the early hours of the morning. So you could reach out to Nick, as he mentioned, Nick Lahr, L-A, through LinkedIn, or send me an email, matt@elitebma.com. As I mentioned at the very start of the show, my company, Elite Building Managers Australia, has recently launched, and we're looking for some building management contracts. So for any of those strata management companies looking to get some building managers, feel free to send me an email to the address I've just provided, and I'll be more than happy to send out some information and a contract to you. So let's have a talk. A big shout out once again to all you building managers out there performing all your duties and doing the tasks on a daily basis. Keep up the hard work, because I know that it's pretty tough out there at the moment. So thank you very much again for all the listeners tuning in to the Building Manager podcast, proudly produced through Anchor by Spotify. My name is Matt Osborne, and I am the Building Manager. Look forward to talking to you all again next week. In the meantime, stay well, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.